the secret sin of this generation. Make every crooked path straight. The prophet declared, he will make the rough ways smooth again. He is the difference maker in your life. He is the one that can take the roughness of your life and make it smooth again. There is a Goshen in your Egypt. There is a light in your darkness. He is Jehovah. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. For all flesh shall see his salvation. All flesh shall see his deliverance. All flesh shall see his deliverance. Prepare the way of the Lord. All flesh shall see his deliverance. All flesh shall see healing, signs, and wonders. You will see the Son of God glorified. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. It is a generational mandate from heaven.
The spirit of Elijah come forward, that the Lazarus generation, those that have been buried, oh God, by the criticism and the social status and the labor that the culture of this world have placed upon them, that this Lazarus generation will rise. When the spirit of Elijah is released, there's going to be a resurrection power. But God, in that Lazarus generation,
signs, come forward. Wonders, miracles. Signs, 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 wonders.
Generation will rise. When the spirit of Elijah think that the Lazarus generation
signs,
would come forth.
Wonders, miracles.
Signs and wonders.
Signs, wonders, miracles. Signs, wonders, miracles. Signs, wonders, miracles. Signs, wonders, miracles. Signs, wonders, miracles.
Oh, the main thing of the generation.
Signs, wonders, miracles. Signs, wonders.
Did not want to hear truth. They wanted an accommodating message. But I refused to give it to them, and I was imprisoned. Go tell your generation who has been imprisoned by a soft gospel, by a watered-down message of accommodation, and tolerance because of money and numbers in the pews. Go tell them of their seeker mentality. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. But let me warn you, it may cost you your life. A soft word, a tickling word, a faithless following. I cried out, "Oh God, if this be you, or should we look for another? Are you looking for another? Oh, you are looking for another. Oh, you are looking for another, because if you are not looking with all your heart for him, you are looking for another." I asked the same question. I asked them to go and ask him who called Jesus of Nazareth, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" And my disciples returned to my imprisonment with this message. They found the Christ. They delivered my inquiry. And this is what he did. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He raised the dead. And then said, "Go tell John." Yes, even I wasn't sure he was the one. And neither are you. Because if you were convinced, but this is an hour of preparation. This is an hour of preparing the way of the Lord. For his coming is nigh. His coming is very soon. And the spirit of Elijah is on the earth once again. When I heard the sick were healed, the deaf were hearing, the blind were seeing, and the dead were being raised, I then knew he was the Christ. Your generation will not be convinced of his kingdom until they see the kingdom in operation, and until you are convinced to come out of your imprisonment of the soft gospel and the seeker-friendly mentality and the accommodating of selfish motive and hidden agenda and religiosity, until you come out, they'll not see that he is the Christ. The true church, signs, wonders, miracles, not shaken by every wind of doctrine. Oh, your generation believes one thing one month and another year another thing. You're like a reed shaken in the wind. If repentance has not led you to the cross, it is a repentance that needs to be repented of. I alone, John, recognized him in the Negev along the banks of the Jordan. I alone, John, because of the spirit of Elijah in me, recognized him, and I declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Unless you have this same spirit of Elijah, you will not recognize him. They didn't know him. I knew him. I recognized him because I came from the consecrated place. I came from a place of abandonment and desperation for him. And when I saw him, I was never the same. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. There is one coming after me who is mightier than I. I am not even worthy to untie his sandal. I am not even worthy to be in his presence. You see, I must decrease, and he must increase. Prepare the way of the Lord. Oh, prepare the way of the Lord. I, John, have baptized you with water. But there is one coming after me who will baptize you with fire and the Holy Ghost. He said, "I will baptize you in the Holy Ghost." Where is the Holy Ghost in your generation? To baptize in the Holy Ghost is to take a man and a woman's soul and immerse it in the spiritual fields of God's power and grace and eternity. To live under the divine presence of his fire. I shared with them, and for this lost my life. I shared with them, "You brood of vipers." I shared with them the axe is already laid against the tree. He doesn't have to go find the axe and bring it. It's laying against the tree. That which bears not fruit shall be cut down and burned with fire. I said, oh God, prepare the way of the Lord. He showed me something in his hand. It was a winnowing fan. It was a winnowing fan. You see, the chaff and the wheat lie together on the threshing floor. He's baptizing in the Holy Ghost. But in his hand is a winnowing fan. He is about to take the winnowing fan and thrust it into the threshing floor. and sift the wheat from the chaff. And the chaff will be burned. This Christ stands at the door and knocks. This Christ is coming again. This Christ stands on the thresholds of eternity, in the portals of glory, and cries out. He sits as a refiner, as Malachi, my predecessor, declared in chapter 3 and 3. I came in the spirit of Elijah. Now, you will have to decide what spirit you're of. What spirit are you of?
Sound the alarm, gather the people, gather the elders, let the ministers wail. Take back the years that the enemy stolen. Lord, you are coming with a holy visitation.
You need a holy visitation.
With a holy visitation.
What spirit do you have?
We return to you, fasting and weeping and mourning. Oh my Lord, you're returning. We lie here weeping between boards and altar. Pour out of your spirit on your sons and your daughters. With a holy visitation. We return to you, fasting and weeping and mourning. Oh my Lord, you're returning. We lie here weeping between porch and altar. Pour out your spirit on your sons and your daughters. Sons and your daughters, we dance, and we shout, we lift up our voices and let your kingdom come now. We dance, we shout, lift up our voices, let your kingdom come down. We return to you, fasting and weeping and mourning. Oh my Lord, you're
also can receive a spirit of Elijah. Where are the elders of this church? Come, elders, and face me today.
I was made for battle, Lord. I was made for.
if you carry not the spirit of Elijah, your congregation can never carry it. Where are the elders of this house? Where are the ministers of this house? We pray for the spirit of Elijah to come upon each and every one of the elders of this house. Let the elders weep between the porch and the altar. Let them receive a spirit of Elijah to usher in the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now, elders, turn and face this congregation. Those of you that desire a spiritual impartation of the spirit of Elijah in this hour, I ask you to come as the Spirit of God would draw you. But do not come unless you're willing to die to yourself and receive an impartation of the Spirit of Elijah. Come and be prayed for. Yes. Come and be prayed for. Ushers, come and be prayed for. This generation, come and be prayed for. For the hour is coming to an end. And the time is short for this impartation of power and glory. Let the glory fall. Let the fire fall in the heavens.
Sound the alarm.
Let it ignite the earth.
Gather the elders.
Let it fill the people. Let the glory of the risen God fall fresh upon the house of this hour and generation. Oh God, we ask.
Sound the alarm and awaken the watchmen. Open their ears, let their voices be loud. We prophesy you'll come to this nation. Touch this generation with a holy visitation.
Why not worship His majesty? Why not worship His kingdom?
We return to you.
Why not worship His glory?
Fasting and weeping and mourning.
Why not give Him praise out of your mouth?
Oh, my Lord, you're returning.
Why not thank Him for your salvation?
Between porch and altar.
That He,
your spirit, on your
He alone
your
is your God. Oh, yo, oh, yo. So now, seek Him while you can find Him.
Open their ears, let their voices be loud. We prophesy.
Seek Him while
this nation,
He can still be found.
With a holy visitation.
For an hour is coming when He will no longer be found on the earth.
We return to you.
It is coming soon. coming near. The coming of the Lord is coming nigh you when you least expect it. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
We dance, we sing.
Oh, Jesus.
Lift up our voices, let your kingdom come down.
Lift up your voices like a trumpet.
We return to you.
Shout to the living God.
Fasting and
He is alone worthy of praise.
Oh, my Lord, you're returning.
Live for God and not
we
yourself.
We lie here weeping between boards and altars.
Cry out.
Pour out your spirit.
In the wilderness.
Listen to your goddess. Between forge and altar, pour out your spirit on your sons and your daughters. We dance and we shout. We lift up our voices. Let your kingdom come down. We dance and we shout. Oh, lift up our voices. Let your kingdom come down. And we dance. 'Cause I was made for war. I was made for battle, Lord. I was made for war. I was made for battle, Lord. Oh, I was made for war. I was made for battle, Lord. I was made for war. I was made for battle, Lord. Touch this generation. Awaken the watchman, Lord. Awaken the watchman, God. 'Cause I was made for war. I was made for battle, Lord. I was made for war.